Blog Talk Radio.
Mother's Day to all the mothers, you know, listening. And, well, we're going to, you know, lead off the show with the NBA playoffs as ding dong, the witch is dead. The Lakers, the LA Lakers are eliminated. The three-peat has been stopped. So there's no chance of a three-peat now as the Dallas Mavericks sweep the two-time defending world champion Lakers out of postseason contention. So, looks like in the fourth time in history, the Mavericks are going to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yep.
Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks.
And, I think Dallas has a good chance to win the championship this year.
Oh, yeah. If they could knock off the defending champion Lakers, I mean, come on. You know they got a shot right there. They were nailing threes. You know,
and they had, like, 23 pointers that tied a franchise record, I think.
Oh, yeah, they were dominant. Of course, after we talk a little bit more about this, you know, NBA playoffs, we'll give a little summary about the rest of the NBA playoff situation for you guys listening. We'll give you a little, you know, update what's going on. We'll talk about the Rajon Rondo injury in Game 3 and the rest of the NBA playoffs and, of course, the offseason with the NBA. And then we're going to kick it off to MLB as the Mets lost the last game but won the series against Dodgers 2-3. And, of course, we're going to talk about Yankees beating the Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And and as usual, ended off with a little, pro wrestling. Talk a little bit about Raw. The Rock birthday extravaganza. The shocking ending of SmackDown with Christian versus Randy Orton for the title. We'll discuss that. And, of course, talk a little bit about the Extreme Rules results and TNA's change and other news. So let's go back to the NBA. This game that just went final seconds ago before this show started. And Dallas Maverick, man, thanks to Jason Terry, man, he just owned them.
Yeah, he had like 9 3-pointers that ties a playoff record.
Man, Dr. Jerry Bosch gave him the keys to the Staples Center because he just owned the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was. And the Dallas Mavericks, they were more physical than the Lakers this entire series.
Because Lakers, they got the size and they got, they got that intangibles, knowing how to win.
Mm-hmm.
But when push came to shove, man, the Mavericks, man, they just out-hustled them.
Yeah,
they
definitely.
Just, and then when Lakers, Lakers, when Lakers don't get their way, they play dirty.
Yep.
With Ron Artest.
Mm-hmm.
Pro's lining people like if he's the ultimate warrior or something.
And Odom and Bynum getting ejected today after committing flagrant fouls. And Bynum, as he's walking off, he took his shirt off like he's a gangster.
Yep.
Shows you how classy Lakers are when they get their ass beat.
Oh, yeah. When they won the last two championships, they didn't have a problem, congratulating the people.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I understand when you get your butt kicked, you get upset, you're pissed off, you're not in the mood, but you gotta have sportsmanship. You gotta be, classy about it. Tip your hat. I'd rather see that than to see people, after you lose a game like that and then you're smiling and it doesn't affect you, you don't care that your team got eliminated, but this was the other extreme.
Don't be like freaking rock bottom people while they're going to the layup.
For real, man. Pulling on giving them a clothesline from hell. Or from LA, wherever you want to call it.
Very classy. But hey, every great team has to have an embarrassing loss, so.
Oh, yeah.
It happens, so look.
And the funny thing is, after the Game 3 loss, Kobe, he said a crazy statement, but then again, Kobe, he's cocky, he's confident all the time. He was saying that maybe he's crazy, but he thinks they're going to win the whole series.
Who's going to win the whole series?
Kobe Bryant said that after the Game 3 loss.
Oh. I don't know what series he was watching. That's crazy.
This confidence and this stupidity. Come on.
Yeah.
It was, they even, they didn't even show up this game.
They didn't. Come on. How can you see some? He could at least said, we're going to take it game by game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking when I said that. You read my mind exactly. I was like, that right there shows they're not going to win because You can't think of the whole series as a whole. You got to take it one game at a time. You got to just
yeah.
his game, and then you just extend it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to take it a game at a time. If you think about, oh, shoot, I got to win all these games, you ain't going to win.
Yep.
And, well, obviously, they didn't win. You know, the Lakers and their phony fans, well, most of them, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
so
now
no three-peat, and they're going home, and looks like Phil Jackson is going to be retiring.
Yep. Good riddance, man. That's the only former Knick, you know, that he sold out.
Yeah.
He sold out.
Well, hey, maybe if D'Antoni gets fired, maybe we could bring him to the Knicks. Do you think so?
I think we need another bona fide superstar for him to come to the team. If we had Dwight Howard, I think he'd come out of retirement. Cause this guy wants like, you know what I mean, like the number one superstar on the team from to come out of retirement. I mean, we do have.
Well, I mean, you have Carmelo. Carmelo's like the top three, top five superstar.
I mean, we do have two superstars. You know. Their prime with Melo and Stoudemire, and the aging one in Phillips as a star. So it's possible, but I don't know. I think he'd want a surefire thing. But hey, you never know. But he looks like he's really serious this time about retiring.
Yeah.
And the guy, I mean,
the boss's daughter.
Yep. I mean, hey, you can't blame him.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, she looked good.
But, yeah, that goes without saying.
I would love to bang the boss's daughter.
Guess you guys still keep dreaming about that one. So far. But then again, Phil Jackson looks like he's going to, you know, most likely going to retire after this. This is most likely his last game, and he's going to live in Montana. So that might, you know, it's up his situation, you know.
Yeah.
In being in Montana now, so.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't come back.
What did you say?
Hopefully he doesn't come back to the Lakers, because I don't want to see the Lakers win.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know they're gonna regroup.
Yeah.
And maybe this might even intensify the. The Howard to the Laker rumor.
Yeah.
Them getting, them, you know, eating humble pie. Dallas. Bynum couldn't even wait until he got into the locker room to take over his shirt. Kind of remind you of LeBron James. He got eliminated, and he took off his shirt, you know, before he even got to the locker room.
No class whatsoever.
they act like their jersey was like kryptonite or something. Like, get this thing off me.
They're punks, man. Punks.
But, you know, what was I going to say? Miami. You know, they have a 2-1 lead on the Celtics.
Yeah.
And Rondo, he had, you know, he pulled a Willis Reed. You know, he looked like he'd torn a ligament in his arm, but yet he still returned to play.
And he actually played good. He didn't play that bad. But and Shaq came back too.
Yeah. Cause like Big Baby Davis said. You know, in the series against the Knicks, you know Shaq don't need the comeback against those guys, referring to the Knicks. You know that they're scrubs, and I guess he was right. You know, because
yeah.
I guess the Knicks players didn't read that bulletin board, or they just didn't care. You know, they just couldn't wait to hug the Celtic guys. I mean, sure they were showing good sportsmanship, but could they at least wait until the game was definitely over, but...
Yeah. Oh, well. Just can't do anything about it now.
Yep. Guess they're playing golf right now.
Yep, with the Lakers.
Yeah. With the Lakers. And recently, Carmelo was, I think, on The View, and Omar was on Regis, or vice versa. I didn't see
that. They're having fun.
Yeah, they're having fun. You know, they're becoming celebrities, you know, in New York. Even though they can, you know, we didn't win a game, but I guess we'll have to wait until next year, hopefully.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they definitely, you know, if they right now it looks like their position, you know, hopefully if the CBA doesn't change to, you know, to make it worse.
Yeah.
You know, they could be in position to maybe sign Chris Paul or, you know, Dwight Howard or Darren Williams. So keep your fingers crossed on that one.
Well, if Chris Paul plays the way that he did in the postseason, I would love to get him.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely need a point guard. Oh, well, but then again, they really need a center. Then again, you need somebody to orchestrate the thing. So, I mean, if you could get Dwight Howard and, well, then again, they do need a point guard too. So, I mean, Billups is, you know, he's getting up there, but if Billups could hold himself up there, and I know he didn't hold himself up there, you know, he could put, you know, help them out this year. Hopefully they can find a way to, you know, get him and maybe Howard if he wants to win the championship. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how he plays in the full season with the Knicks.
Yep. Yeah, he had a good, you know, season with the Knicks thus far. You know, he averaged 17 points.
Yeah.
About 7 assists, I should say. So, you know, he
provided. I wish he was available for the playoffs.
Yeah, I wish so too. In game one, he didn't come back.
Yeah.
But the Walsh situation looks like, you know, they're trying to get a 2-year deal for Walsh, but he wants assurances that, that Isaiah's not going to come back in any form with the organization. And there's some conflicting rumors about whether if Isaiah's going to back off completely. And, or, there's a report saying that Chris Paul and Isaiah met with each other, I guess, like, I don't know if it was in Miami or someplace. You know, they met recently, and they were saying it wasn't coincidence. Sources says, you know, it wasn't a coincidence that, you know, they met. So it looked like maybe Isaiah might be trying to, quote-unquote, help the Knicks, you know, get Chris Paul. But
I don't want Isaiah to come anywhere near the Knicks. If Isaiah comes near the Knicks, I'm going to do a Navy SEAL on Isaiah.
Get one of those titanium dogs after him. Oh, man. Isaiah needs to just back off, man. He just,
yeah.
He needs to go back to Detroit. A team he actually helped win the championship.
I know.
Not demolish.
I don't know why, what's his name? It's obsessed with him. Dolan is obsessed with that guy.
He is, man. Dolan's a contrarian. I mean, He loves to do the opposite of what people, you know, think is the best thing to do.
I know, right?
I just hope, you know, he actually listens to Donnie Walsh and give him the 2-year extension and give him the ability to name his successor whenever he steps down, because this guy is like, Walsh is 70 years old. He's an NBA lifer, and he can't be doing the job this whole time, because, you know, he was under a lot of stress, you know, obviously because of the Isaiah Thomas situation, the love triangle between him, Isaiah, and James Dolan.
Well, you know, I hope Walsh comes back, because, you know, this guy's been great for our organization.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He literally single-handedly resuscitated the Knicks franchise back to respectability.
Yep.
And Lord knows how far from respectability that team has been with all these scandals that they've been having for the past 10 years or so.
Yeah.
ever since Van Gundy stepped down, they've been in basketball hell.
And it looks like we're coming back from the dead.
Yep.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, definitely. If we could just find a way to get a good center, you know, like Dwight Howard, which most likely would be a pipe dream.
Yeah, that'd be
and,
great.
And, you know, we get Chris Paul. I don't know how the – that's a long shot to get all four of these guys on one team. Unless one of them really, really takes a pay cut.
That'd be
but
great
I,
to have all four of them.
Oh, yeah, I would too. But then again, you need money to pay the other scrubs or other role-playing guys on the team.
Yeah.
Because Heat is finding out that just because you got, you know, two superstars and, you know, are overrated, you know, decent power forward, you know, who rhymes with Dosh.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, two guys can't help you win a team. I mean, sure, they have the 2-1 lead on the Celtics, but it's a big this game right here, game four, it's a big game for both teams.
Yeah.
If, you know, he wins this, obviously they're up 3-1. But if Celtics tie, if the Celtics win game four, man, I'm telling you right now, Celtics are going to win the whole series.
You think so?
I think so. Because Celtics, if Celtics win game four, I think they'll win the whole series.
I think they have a chance. If they win, they have a chance. But, I mean, Heat are playing good. They've been playing good with LeBron and Wade.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Heat has been playing their, you know, both teams have been really so far representing the home court. They both teams won on their home court.
Yeah.
But game four, this is going to be the pivotal game of the series as of right now. So.
Yeah.
If Celtics win it, man, it's even Stevens, man, and then Celtics are going to, I mean, you know, Celtics are going to have that little momentum to going, even though it's technically even.
So they're playing tomorrow night, right? Because I know tonight is the Bulls and Hawks playing tonight.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And the Bulls and Hawks series, I think it's 1-1, right, isn't it?
2-1, yeah. The Bulls lead the series, yeah.
2-1, right. Yeah, you're right.
Derrick Rose had like 44 points in game three.
Yeah, the MVP.
Yeah. He had like a ridiculous crossover move in game three and a dunk.
He dedicated the MVP win to his mom.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Giving props to his mom. Mother's Day.
Yep.
But Hawks have been playing tough too, even though they're down 2-1. Yeah, these aren't
good in game one.
Yeah. But then of course Bulls, you know, to the other two.
Yep.
So this is, I mean, you know, this is a real good series, you know, right here. And Tom Thibodeau, a guy the Knicks could have hired as a Knicks head coach, but, you know, Dolan wanted the sexy choice, you know, the big name. So,
yeah.
Of course, he chose D'Antoni over him. So we'll see.
He's a good defensive coach.
Yeah. A lot of people were, you know, picking this guy to be the next good, you know, good coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dolan wanted the big name. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, hopefully D'Antoni could get us deeper, you know, with a little tweaks here, a little tweak there with Daniel Walsh, and we get a little deeper into this postseason.
Let's hope so.
Yep.
We just have to learn how to play defense. I've been saying this all year.
We've been saying this for about 10 years. They haven't. I mean, you can see Walsh here and there. You know, he's trying to get more guys who could play a little defense. But obviously, they need at least a defensive coach. You know, D'Antoni needs to hire, you know, a defensive coach.
Yeah.
And we'll wait and see with that. So I guess moving quickly, of course, like I said, Mets won the series 2 out of 3 to Dodgers. Dickey had a horrible game, but you know, they're I think still in last place, but you know they you know they need to get this winning streak going. I mean, they did, you know, have a downer today. And, of course, you know, the Yankees won against Power Rangers.
Yep. And we won big. 4-5 was the final.
Yep.
Francisco Cervelli hit a grand slam. It pretty much sealed the game in the eighth inning.
Congratulations to the Yankees. And speaking of... just like the Mets with Dodgers. Yeah. But shifting gears quickly, with speaking of celebration, Rock had his birthday on Raw. I mean, it was I was expecting major things to happen, but it was okay at best.
Yeah,
the video presentation, you know, and Vince McMahon popping up, you know, it was a nice. I mean, it was weird having Vince McMahon, you know, popping up, even though, you know. Obviously, you know, they do have a good relationship in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a nice tribute, but so having the talk show guys and, you know, watching, you know, Rock's If You Smell What the Rock is Cooking, with Can You Smell What the Rock is Cooking, and LeBron and D-Wade, you know, and Rock's former, you know, co-stars in movies, it was a little too much. I think they should have mixed a little bit of, you know, like some wrestlers that he fought with and against in the past.
Yeah.
They should have mixed that up. That would have made it more better.
And the confetti at the end, like it's a freaking party or something. I mean, come on.
And kissing Mae Young, that wasn't a appealing sight to see.
Oh, kiss Mae Young?
You didn't see that part.
Oh, well, I'm watching the replay, so I'll get to see it, but wow, that happened? Man,
yeah.
They really overdid it then.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they sure did. But SmackDown this week, they stole the show. They had Christian come out with the title, which was overdue. He finally won the World Heavyweight title in WWE. Against Del Rio at Extreme Rules. And, you know, he was presenting the title. And then he had the main event match. Rumors were saying he was going to have a feud with Mark Henry, you know, with the title. But I guess that rumor was false because he faced Randy Orton. And surprisingly, 5-day reign, he loses the title to Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So he never even got a title defense. Thanks, WWE. Got a guy who wrestled in your company for like parts of 17 years, finally wins the title, the fans were behind him, and then you make him lose the title to Randy Orton, who won it for the 8th time of his career.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Yeah, they couldn't even let him win one match.
It didn't make any sense.
I mean, that's a textbook paper champion right there. They made Christian look out to be. I mean,
yeah.
And, I can't remember, Ezekiel Jackson out of the four. They beat him up. I'm trying to remember what else happened. Layla, she got attacked by Karma, aka Amazing Kong. She was TNA. China debuted on TNA, which is now called Impact Wrestling. The Kurt Angle's mistress. I guess so. And Mick Foley was the network guy who changed the title in the storyline. You know, we'll talk more about, you know, what's going on in sports and entertainment and everything else next week. Thank you, McCauley, for coming on.
No problem.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, especially the ladies on Mother's Day. I want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mama. Ladies, take a bow. this is your day, and I will see you next week. So long, everybody.